Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up in attic, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Like, what happens when they yank the thing out? Where does all the blood go? Oh.
They suck it out with that thing they got in
their mouth. Yeah, they do suck it out.
I just am envisioning myself sitting there, and Dr. Wu is reaching in and yanking the thing out.
That's why you gotta be put to sleep. Like, why are we keeping you awake?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I mean, if you believe that one, then, hey, listen, I got these rocks that will turn you back, turn the clock back in time. Because if you believe...
Can you explain that analogy?
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
No, I would say ketchup is first.
I don't think so.
I love all condiments.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yam.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Like, I grew up a mile from Fenway Park. I went to high school with Theo.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
Well, one question this morning after the Sam Kennedy, Craig Breslow Zoom last night. I don't think this was addressed. Were Devers and the Red Sox in alignment or
no.
not?
You Curtis, were spot on.
Was there any alignment over there? They did not mention that at all last night. The alignment.
Honestly, there's a great scene where Dwight has to be polite. And he really can't do it successfully, so he just says, excuse me, kind sir. And it's this really awkward inability to launch.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that. Ken, I was banned from the press conference.
I don't understand that. I was watching the whole thing waiting for your question last night.
Yep.
I was waiting for it.
I sent the request to the group so that everyone would see that I asked Ken, can I just get the Zoom link?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, overnight hosts on other radio stations were on it, but I was not. Mm-hmm. But
also, does Duke Castiglione have his own email, or is it said Jay Castiglione?
Yes.
Is he a Joe also, and they just call him Duke?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or is he still on the old man's email? That's what I was trying to figure out last night.
I bet that that's a nickname for another Joe. Okay. That would be my guess. Right. But Curtis, Santo and I were watching. I said, Santo, Curtis is going to ask a question. We were on the edge of our seat every time. Also, the way in which they handled that press conference, they need one person in charge that says, you send a message saying, I have a question, and then they choose that person. Mm-hmm. Everybody trying to talk at once over and over again was not helpful.
No, did they awaken everybody from a deep sleep shortly before it started? Or, I mean, I'm not one to criticize what others wear.
Right,
but, right.
I understand you're Zooming from home, but can you throw a button down on or something? I mean,
that's a great question. we're going to run that up the flagpole.
Okay, right.
And they throw you off with the time. I was entrenched in NBA Finals pregame coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
But you, right again, I got to give you props on this one, big dog. I got to give you. I mean, I heard some of it through, you know, social media because, like I said, I was watching NBA pregame. But it seemed like, you know, based on it, I know it's just what they say. It seemed like they tried to work things out. They couldn't deal with the behavior.
Yeah.
And that maybe he could have been a divide in that clubhouse. Mm-hmm. I've seen that before. Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, you listen to Craig, and I love Craig. I think he's a great interview, great guy. But to listen to him yesterday go on, and thank you for listening, Craig, because clearly he heard Curtis say that they didn't shop him around. Mm-hmm. Craig did not like that was a narrative yesterday. So he spent that entire press conference trying to combat that.
What's that?
That they didn't shop him around. He's like, you know, I heard the narrative today, some people saying that we didn't try to shop him around. And you know, this was the best deal for us. It still didn't make sense. He kept going back to this was the best deal for us, but I'm not going to say it's the best deal ever because maybe that wouldn't have been the best deal for us.
Okay, but what does that have to do with Rafael Devers being a problem in the clubhouse?
Yeah, dividing
because
the clubhouse.
Because I think that they're trying to use every excuse to make it not about money.
Yes.
And I think
I think. And there's been problems. We've done it. There is a perfect example of a guy who is more talented and as bigger headache in Manny Ramirez. And when the ownership group had just this one little team, there was investment from the top to the bottom where they said, no, you're gonna get in line until the end of the deal in 2008, and they got Jason Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In this case, the ownership is totally distracted, and the only reason you call a single team is to not ruffle feathers in your own clubhouse with the player. But when the player is the one requesting the trade, there is literally no excuse not to call every team.
But I think the Manny situation is different because that was a better baseball club. That was a better baseball team. They were a team that they, you know, when you had Manny, you were losing in the ALCS. You had gotten to the World Series.
It also wasn't a team full of young, impressionable guys.
Yeah, you had Pedro on that team.
Who you need to be able to show leadership to.
Right, you had Veritek on
that. Pressor. Is the reason why you're worried about the clubhouse and the culture because you've got young guys in the clubhouse? I'm sorry. Roman Anthony does not care what Rafael Devers does. I don't think it's giving Marcelo Meyer or all of these young guys credit to be their own person. The fact that anybody could sit there and say Rafi Devers being upset that they want him to constantly be moving to one position or another would affect Roman Anthony. Yeah, Roman Anthony is an unbelievable player.
No, but Courtney, I've been in the locker room where we traded away Randy Moss and elite talent. There gets a point in time and the front office, the coaching staff feel like this guy can divide the locker room or the clubhouse where he's so influential, he can get in people's ears and be like, oh, this coach don't know what he's talking. And the reason why I say that is because, and I can't remember, somebody might have said this on our group text message, there was no real response about Devers leaving in a positive way.
I said that.
From any player.
I'm assuming that we will get to what Jaren Duran said during they said it, but I may have missed some of it, but I looked around social media, and I didn't see any sad, gushing farewells.
One post from
his teammate, who Sadon Rafaela.
I didn't see that one. I saw one post in this whole time, and that was from Alex Cora.
Yeah. I mean,
Not one single teammate went to social media, and they all have social media saying, we miss you, we love you, Devers, good luck, or anything like that.
No.
And when you are in a clubhouse or a locker room or dressing room in hockey, if there's that one influential voice who's been around for a while, who the front office or the coaches or ownership feels like he can start getting in the ears of younger players, which makes it the divide between player, coach, management, however you want to.
But it wasn't against management because Cora and Rafi had a great relationship. So it wasn't like a Gerard Mayo situation last year.
No, but maybe
where players weren't agreeing.
Maybe they felt like management felt like he was going to be a bad influence when it came to the players on how they viewed management. Maybe not Cora.
But you don't understand the organizational system in which if the guy who is your highest paid employee isn't willing to do things to help out, then everybody else says, I don't have to do anything to help out either.
No, I understand what you're saying there. I just think
it's an awful example for a leader to set.
He's not a leader, though. Well, Robbie Devers is not a leader on this team.
But he should have been.
Then that's on him, I think, Curtis. I mean, that's what he was paid to be.
No, he was paid to hit. He was given $30 million.
He was given the most money, $30 million that they've ever given to any player, because they expected that a part of what he would do would be leadership.
No, they
gave him that money because he's one of the best hitters in baseball, and he, after the worst start we've ever seen, has been one of the top five hitters in baseball. You win five straight, you sweep the Yankees. If I had said Monday morning, if there was no Devers trade of any kind, they land in Seattle, and I said, you know what? They should trade Devers this morning. You guys would laugh at me if that didn't happen. And now, because the organization did it, we now fall in line and say he was about to make everybody on the team turn into Carl Everett.
I think it was a bad move. I think it was a bad move.
You still think it was a bad move?
I still think it was a bad move.
Yeah.
But after listening to them, I understand. My man said it best. One of the best coaches that I've ever had in the National Football League. And Bill Parcells said it at his Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And I think this is what was part of it, just from listening to some of the things that they talked about. When Parcells said, losers assemble in little groups and complain about coaches and players and other little groups, but winners assemble as a team. I've been in this situation before. What that means is there's a guy who's so influential in that locker room, he gets the ears of the younger guys or the other players, and then they go, you know what? Management is doing us dirty. Management did you dirty.
That's fair.
And so what ends up happening is you have a guy that's not willing to, you know, conform to the way they want to run things, and they have to make a decision. Could he potentially get the ears of so many guys? Not that you would necessarily have a mutiny on hand, but you have guys second-guessing or questioning every decision that could be coming
down. What's more likely to happen? That Devers continued to hit, maybe not at this incredible pace that he had been on recently, but he gets you 40 home runs. He's a top 10. He's got 150 RBI. Is that more likely? Or Devers is here and he turns everybody into a douchebag?
Not everybody, but
no. What's more likely? That he's a negative influence on the clubhouse, or he hits 40 home runs with 150 RBI?
I think it's more likely that he has a negative influence on the clubhouse, and you have seen it from the outside without knowing it for the last couple of months based on their performance.
Right, and they seem to have figured it out.
I mean, for a week and a half, maybe.
And you want to talk about Manny and saying it was a different team. In January of 2006, he demanded a trade again. The team in 2006 missed the playoffs, won 86 games.
Right, but how did they do in 2005, 2004, 2003?
2005, they didn't win a playoff game. They got swept by the White Sox.
But they made the postseason. 2004, they won a World Series, right? It was a complete – this team is in the basement for the past four years.
I understand. Entering 2007, they had not won a playoff game in the two preceding years, and Manny was still a cantankerous a-hole. Yet, they stuck with him,
right,
and they won a World Series because the – the ability superseded the fear of who he was in the clubhouse.
Right, but your talent, you had Big Papi who came into his own. That was, you said 07, right?
07, no Wasn't, Pedro.
But you had, was Schilling still there? Oh, no, you had Beckett. I believe Schilling was still there.
Schilling, who was an issue in the clubhouse.
So, but what I'm saying is you still had a legitimate...
Beckett wasn't a leader. He had just got
No, no. I'm saying you had a legitimate, talented World Series contender. This team is not that.
But did he sully Dustin Pedroia and Jacoby Ellsbury?
No, but I think you had enough voices in that room.
But what you're saying is he would be... I mean, to me, it's simple. It's a baseball player. It's the least team sport of all the team sports. And if you have someone of Devers' talent, you don't get rid of him on a 5-game win streak.
I agree.
Can I also just say, mm-hmm. I give credit to Craig Breslow because he owned up to how it was handled in the beginning of Bregman coming in. I thought his answer about that when he was asked, you know, do you wish that maybe you had handled it differently, or if you did handle it differently, maybe we'd be in a different situation today. And he says, I think about that all the time. I thought that it was very, very well said the way he put it. And clearly they know they screwed up when they brought Bregman in. They didn't screw up about bringing Bregman in. They screwed up about how they handled Raffy with that situation.
And they know that he probably lied to him.
Yeah.
Don't you think that Craig Breslow blames Cora for that, though?
I don't know. But I think that they all
told Sam does. I mean, Sam was somewhat defensive on that. He requested a follow-up.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to make it clear, I think, that they could never be in alignment.
Right.
I don't know, Curtis, if you heard that at all, but there was no alignment.
Great question, Greg.
I think they got to the point where they tried to be, and Devers was like, no.
Wiggy, they were trying to get to alignment, and it is elusive. Alignment,
we couldn't find alignment.
Alignment is elusive. So we will get to talk to Craig Breslow himself about all of these things at 9:30 on this morning show. So,
awesome.
Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, will join us at 9:30 this morning. This is Zach, who is calling from Rhode Island. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. First time, long time. I mean, I just got to say I really appreciate all the happiness that you guys bring me on my hour-long commute to work.
Oh.
I've been listening to you guys for years, so thank you guys very much, Zach.
Thank you.
First thing, I don't normally do this, but I got to agree with Wiggy. I think that the reason they got rid of him, even though they don't want to say it's about the money, I think it's because he's going to create an atmosphere in the locker room where if, oh, well, he doesn't want to do this, he doesn't want to do that, now all those younger guys are going to start saying, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. So I think that's why they got rid of him. They don't want to have that kind of atmosphere in their locker room. But yeah. I mean, I could be wrong, but
no, I think you're right. I think if you want an example of how it may affect the young guys, and I don't know how it affected the player specifically, but maybe at some point we'll find out. But Rafael Devers was apparently bothered that Christian Campbell volunteered to give first base a try.
Yeah.
Like, how is that good for an organization? Like, now you're basically telling a young guy, wait a second, you're going to do something good for the team that's going to make me look bad? We don't like management. We don't like ownership. Like, every workplace has one of those people, and they just destroy the joint.
And no matter,
an actual workplace.
But no matter how,
and who's had a better role on the team this year, Christian Campbell or Devers? Who would you rather have? All things included,
I would rather have Devers. Thank but no you. Matter how talented a player is, that then divides a locker room, and that becomes the biggest issue. And that's why when I bring up the Parcells quote, that's what he means. And when it's your superstar player who's doing that, it really is a difficult decision. And the fact that I say it's not about the money, because if this wasn't an issue, do they trade him?
But they still couldn't point to a specific situation.
No, but what I'm saying is,
if he was making $8 million,
listen to me.
Can you answer that?
If he falls in line, do they trade him?
No.
Of course
so
not.
So then it's...
No.
So then my point is, it's not...
No, Wiggy. If everything is the same and he's making $8 million...
Curtis, I'm not arguing with you. Yes, of course they keep him for $8 million.
That does mean money. It's
both. No.
Can it be both, though?
It can't. I'm not saying it can't be.
Okay.
But
what I'm saying is the attitude is the ultimate decision maker when they go, Do we get rid of him or do we continue to pay him? And the attitude is where they go. We have to move on no matter how
Wiggy,
much
you have it backwards. We agree. The attitude's the problem. And then the deciding factor is the salary. Are they willing to swallow $8 million? Yes. $300 million? No. That's why he's gone.
Because and they made that clear about this being the best deal for them. They wanted to offload that money. And
no,
so
I,
it does come down to money.
I'm not saying it doesn't. The point I'm trying to say is the attitude is the bigger issue than the money.
Yeah, I think that the best point made this morning was, like, I wish that Craig and Sam said it the way Greg did, where it was just they made a statement for the rest of the team that it's team first. Yeah. And Raffy not doing that. Then,
they did yeah. say that, though.
But they did. They said it in a different way.
Well, at one point, Craig Breslow said essentially those things, that they have an identity that they are interested in, a culture that they are interested in,
right.
and an environment that they are interested in. And something, his exact quote, I think, was something was amiss. Mm-hmm. Something has been amiss with this team. And they identified that. Mm-hmm. I guess, as being caused by Rafael Devers.
And he said it. We've been dealing with this since spring training.
Yes.
If this is why I said, if the attitude by Devers wasn't so, in their opinion, completely off, they were willing to work it out. Mm-hmm. They were willing to pay him $28 million to $30 million to basically DH. Mm-hmm. Or and just say, hey, every now and then, if we got to throw you out there, or at least take ground balls for us.
Right. Right.
But he wasn't willing to do that, and I think they got to the point where they said, you know what? The attitude's too much. Yeah, we can save some money initially, but if you don't spend that money, then people are going to criticize you.
Well, you said the same thing when they said they were in on Soto and they didn't spend the money. You said they have to spend it, and they didn't.
Right, but then they went out and they signed Bregman. They went out.
A fraction of the
money.
But
I know it's a fraction of the money. And then they went out and they paid Crochet. So between those two guys.
It's still less than half.
But it's still $300 million between two guys.
But, Curtis, they tried to get, when it comes to Soto, they tried to get to alignment. They just couldn't get
there. Can somebody get them a leveler?
All right, well, we have a lot to get to, including our
leads. You couldn't find alignment.
Our leads coming up soon. And then they said it. That's a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday. We will do that at 7:20. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And Gen Z has a new demand when it comes to going back into the office and working.
Sounds like Raffy was in Gen Z.
Well, it's a physical need that all human beings have.
Yep.
And they apparently want to be able to exercise that physical need in the workplace.
Yep.
And then they'll come back into the office.
Yes.
So they're not dumb, Gen Z. I'll tell you that. We will get to that during the news.
Is it Sudoku?
No, it is not. It's a little bit deeper than that.
Ooh,
and then, of course, we are going to play your Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. So you can leave one of those now on the Odyssey app. And as I mentioned, Craig Breslow on this show at 9:30 this morning. Right now, here is Courtney with everything that is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox shut out the Mariners out west. 2-0, the final from Seattle. Roman Anthony had his first big league homer.
Gilbert throws, and Roman drives one high and deep into right field. It is at the warning track, at the wall, gone! Roman Anthony hits his first major league homer.
And Lucas Giolito went six innings in his start, giving up zero runs on three hits while striking out 10.
Yeah.
Pretty good for Giolito.
And his best inning was the bottom of the third. They had bases juice, no outs, and he struck out three guys back to back to back.
Yeah.
Got out of that. That was like, woo. Yeah.
We should get Leah Anthony on to talk about her brother's home run this morning.
Right. Why?
Would the bloggers be into that?
Probably not, but I would.
Can I ask a question? I don't know if there's an answer to it.
Yeah.
Should we be concerned that Craig Breslow called the Giants and Will Fleming and that's it?
I mean, pretty good scoop
Yeah. By the phlegm dog.
Yeah.
He wants his apologies.
Very odd victory lap.
I apologize.
He wasn't super.
Oink, oink.
He wasn't super specific about it. He just said big changes.
Oh, but that's the big change. There would only be two: firing Cora or moving Devers.
That's a massive change coming.
Yeah,
that's a massive change, though.
The guy's got another one with the Mariners tonight. 9:40 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Lou Maloney joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. We heard from Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy about the trade of Rafael Devers last night. We're going to get to some of that in They Said It. I also will talk to you about it in the next trending, but we're a bit behind right now. And we're going to talk to Craig Breslow this morning. He will join us at 9:30. Game 5 of the NBA Finals saw the Thunder go up 1 on the Pacers in OKC. 120-109 the final. Jalen Williams had a 40-piece in 40 the burger. Win. But Tyrese Halliburton, a no-show for the
SGA, man. Damn, he should have about 7 fouls a game as much as he pushes off.
And tonight it's win or go home for the Oilers. Game 6 against the Panthers. Puck drop at 8 in Florida.
Are we going to see old pal Brad Marchand hoist the cup tonight, Wiggy?
Yeah, I was riding with Edmonton, but I think it's going to be all Florida, and he's going to, you know, good for Brad. I guess good for Brad. If you can't get anybody else around here to win something, good for Brad. Yeah.
Very happy for him. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Something berry delicious is happening at Shaw's and Star Market. It's a berry bonanza. Right now, buy 2, get 1 free on a pound of strawberries, a pint of blueberries, 6 ounces of raspberries and blackberries. Yes, you can mix and match. The lowest price item is free. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Coming up, we will get to our leads, or at least get started with this morning's leads in the rain. I am not going to be able to take much more of this, Curtis. I want summer, and I want summer now.
Well, you got the flip-flops.
I know. I mean, I'm flip-flop all the time. I don't care if it's an ick or not. By the way, I don't know how you feel about this, but several people reached out to me after Friday at down in Wellfleet. And the group photo that we took?
Yes.
And said there was, I didn't notice it, but there was some sort of potential ick based on Santo's choice of footwear.
Mm. Yeah, he was wearing his neon, like, Nike slides with socks. He was a bit of a shoobie. But he had just, rode his bike from Brewster to the Wellfleet that morning. And so he didn't have another pair of shoes to throw on. He jumped in the ocean, threw on a...
I give him a pass on that. Yeah. It's like coming off the basketball court.
Yeah.
So not an ick for you.
It was not an ick for me. I do hate those slides.
You hate slides.
And
you,
I hate those ones.
On anybody else, you would say most likely an ick. But there's a backstory that provides an excuse for the ick, is what you're saying.
He's got cover.
I thought he looked handsome AF
slides
when he showed
up. Slides and socks after a workout or a basketball game or a bike ride or something, some type of activity, you get a pass.
Yeah, can we get some neutral-looking slides, though? Those things are highlighter.
Yeah, they are highlighter.
Yeah.
All right, well, we do have a road show this week. We will be in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. Wiggy's favorite beach.
My spot.
On Thursday night at Wally's, and that is the pregame, and then Friday morning at Bernie's on the beach, and we will be joined by Ty Law for this 6th road show, and 2 more left after that. I think at 10 this morning, I'll update you as the show goes on, but I think we will launch on the contest page at weei.com the opportunity for you to win your VIP tickets for the dive, which will be floating in Lake on Lake Winnipesaukee on July 3rd when we do the final roadshow there. So,
and can I just get ahead of this?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have been inundated, but I have no power as to who gets it.
Yeah, me neither.
Save that drop.
It's true every second.
And to think, though, like at Bernie's or at Lake Winnipesaukee, you will be one with one less wisdom tooth.
Please don't bring it up.
Oh,
it's a big day today.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, that's right.
And it seems like you are not being put out because you're drinking coffee and I see berries.
No. They didn't tell me. They're not putting me fully out.
That's what I'm asking.
They didn't tell me not to eat anything. Now, if I...
Oh, my
God. If I should aspirate or asphyxiate or whatever, then that's on them. And I would instruct Brees and Julia to file some kind of an immediate lawsuit.
And I would also add that you're already perspirate.
Yes. Perspirate is the eight, my favorite eight.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're Yankees.
Final rejoin request? How do you want to end this?
Yeah.
I mean, so they're going to put me under with the, like, what, not under, but like they're going to.
It seems like they're just going to numb you up.
Yeah. Right.
Great.
But
that's
that wears off.
They'll novocaine you.
That wears off. Like, well,
they'll put the needle in his mouth and everything.
You don't think they pull teeth all the time over
there? Yeah, they
don't.
No, I know. I know that you weren't great when you were getting your IV with your doctor. So
yeah.
I'm worried that.
I mean.
Well, the initial needle will be scary anytime they put a
needle
in your mouth.
You don't really feel it. I used to get that needle whenever I got my lips done. I don't do it anymore. But
yeah, but this is going inside his mouth.
Mine,
Well, shouldn't they be sending me instructions if I'm not supposed to be eating?
But you don't
anything?
Check your email very well.
I do check my email.
Well, I just
I got fished once last week, and now all I've been getting is notices from the RMV that I must pay tickets immediately.
No, stay away.
Okay, so you're not the only one. Good.
Yeah, no, stay
away. Those are bad ones.
Actually, Shime, the FBI warned America about that yesterday. They said that everybody.
Yeah.
Is getting the text message from that is quote unquote from the RMV.
Yep.
Do not click on that baby.
I didn't even get one, Greg. I got three.
Yeah. Do not click on that baby.
Stay away
I get
from
an
those.
Easy pass one as well.
Stay away from those.
Do not. Yeah. No.
That's the scammer thing.
But yeah, I'm just surprised you didn't call Dr. Wu yesterday and say, like, hey, anything I should know, stay away from?
I have full trust in Dr. Wu. I am concerned about the pain. Yeah. I don't even think it's the pain. I mean, I suffered from a near fatal broken ankle situation several years ago, and I survived that pain. It's just the actual, like, hearing her go in there and jackhammer the thing out today is going to be.
And the pressure of, like, her pulling, you won't feel it. But
does she, like, actually put her feet up on your on your cheeks and pull it out?
I believe
like,
so.
I've seen that in cartoons. Is that how they get it out of there? That's what I'm worried about.
I wish that we had a live stream, honestly.
Well, maybe she'll have some girly magazines for you, like Tim Watley and Seinfeld.
Asked, like, do you want music playing? Yeah.
Dr. Wu doesn't really. I mean, they have great music in the lobby.
Right.
I'm wondering if they offer snacks like Dr. Diana does.
Yeah, maybe.
How are you going to eat? Your mouth is numb.
Right.
Juicy boxes he's talking about.
Right side will be fine.
I don't think
your whole mouth is going to be numb.
I think you're expecting like a cleaning. It's intense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to scare me.
No, it's not scaring.
Please,
I'm warning.
Please do not.
Just remember, in the immortal words of the great Patrick Swayze, pain don't hurt.
Yeah. Correct.
That's good. That's a good piece of advice from Alan and Twitch. Wear headphones. If you bring your own like noise-canceling headphones, that would probably be good.
Can you do that?
Well, I don't know.
If you time it right, you could be hearing Fitzy as they're pulling it out.
I think it'll be smooth sailing.
Yeah,
I'm not alarmed by it. I have no choice. Well, thing has to come out. I do have an irrational fear of the dentist, but Dr. Wu has helped me overcome that.
Who finds alignment first, the Red Sox or your teeth?
Steely Dan rejoin for Dr. Wu, Shime, maybe?
I can do that.
Okay.
I would love to do a study, but just my experience, every single person that supports the team is 70 and a baseball fan. that, like, everybody in my DMs, everybody, it's Greg and guys named Leo who sit back and say, he was going to ruin the organization. He needed a better work ethic. It's like, he doesn't even speak the language of Roman Anthony.
We, like, couldn't find a lineman.
Like, what Wiggy, is he going to do?
Wiggy is a former professional
football
athlete.
Football is a totally different game, and he says it all the time.
Yeah, it is. But I got to say this. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have did it if I was management.
Why wouldn't you have done it?
Because I'm the type, you know me, I don't mind the dink. I'll take the douche as long as you're productive on the field.
You embrace the dink.
I embrace it. But the majority, not the majority, but there's a large group of people out there that don't. Because if this was another sport and it was a similar player, we would be like, get him out of here. Even if he was a superstar, I wouldn't be. If it was basketball, I'd be beating the drum like, hey, scoring 30 a game, let him do what he wants to do. If he wants to blow through red lights, give him a ticket and keep moving. So I give, but I also understand what it means to be in that locker room with a guy who is very influential, who might be able to get the ears of not only the younger players, but some other veterans when it comes to, man, this front office is no good. You don't want to be around here. Look what they did to me. You don't want this. Mm-hmm. You know, don't have them put you there, Christian, because if they make you play first base, then they're going to do, you know, and that becomes very, and so I get that part of
it. When it comes to the culture, mm-hmm, and the team culture, it can set you back.
Right.
For a long period of time.
That's why I said this is like
what sets you back longer, losing a hitter of this quality or that?
This is like a Belichick Parcells move where no matter how talented you are, that the culture and the team environment is more important.
Well, but the culture was totally irrelevant when it came to Lawrence Taylor. Parcells and Belichick discussed it chapter and verse on, mm-hmm, how there were different rules for him.
Yeah. No, I mean,
did he impact the young guys?
There are some guys who, and Lawrence Taylor is probably one of the greatest defenders ever played the game.
A far bigger issue off the field than Devers.
No. I agree, Curtis, but that's why I said I would have made it. I would have.
But you
know,
keep citing a guy who literally enabled a player his whole time.
I did. I do cite that guy. But when you're talking about LT, I guess maybe Parcells is willing to say, hey, Bill, start the meeting a little bit later when LT gets
right
there.
The meeting starts when he arrives.
Yeah, I get that point of it. So, but maybe they didn't view Devers in the same way in that light. Maybe they said he's a great hitter, but he's not a generational player like Parcells felt with LT.
All right, we are going to get to our leads momentarily, I promise. So, leads coming up. They set it at 7:20, and we will hear more of what Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow said last night on Zoom. They set it at 7:20 on today's show, but our leads are coming at you next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Shine, color me flummoxed. I'm not sure the artist.
I'll toss this one up to my good man, Jermaine Wiggins.
Okay.
He's kind of canceled right now, but that would be Puff Daddy and Mace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
with Biggie.
Yeah, with Biggie.
Oh, that was Biggie?
Yeah, okay. Because, Greg, you know what happens. You got more money, you got more problems.
Okay. Who are you referring to?
Maybe it's just a direct towards Rafael Devers. Who knows?
Okay. All right. Well, leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning and hello, Shine.
Good morning, Greg. So I think with this Rafael Devers trade, I think a lot more people would be accepting of this deal if it wasn't just the timing of it. It's just weird. It's like, I think there would be a vast, vast majority that would be okay with this if this had happened, what, 3 months ago, when all the issues started arising, when all this stuff started popping up, or at the end of the season. It's just so odd to have done it in the middle of a winning streak when you just swept the Yankees and he's hitting really well. I think that's the disconnect here between the fan base and the organization, because ultimately, I think both Curtis and Wiggy are right. Like, I think Wiggy is accurate in that they wanted to trade Devers because he wasn't being part of the team, and then it was very important to them when trading him that they completely unload the contract. And my hope is, you know, my lead yesterday was the idea that maybe they'll go get a guy like Paul Skeens. It's very unlikely, but my hope is that they'll reallocate that money and not simply just free up the space to get below that luxury tax.
I think they will. I think they will spend that money. I really do.
Or maybe they'll go after a disgruntled.
Honestly, why do you think that?
Because I mean, and I, your answer is going to be that they lie, but that they.
I mean, he literally just lied to you within the last 5 days.
They told you as much. Craig Breslow told you as much last night that he has no dictate on the money and that he believes that he, you know, that they need to add to this team and that they want to do that so they win baseball games.
And they proved it to you this offseason. They went and spent money on Alex Bregman. They spent money on the Garrett Crochet contract. So it's not like they haven't spent any money.
Right.
Curtis?
They are not spending. Right now, they're out of the top 10 in payroll.
Yeah, only because they traded Rafael Devers.
Well, even before that, they weren't top five.
Okay, so they now you're moving the goalpost. You said top 10, now you're saying top 5. Like, right. They were what, 7 before the Devers trade?
I'll go right to my lead very simply. Okay. We can do the June Lee stuff later. I'm sure it'll be good with Craig Breslow basically siloing himself in the organization, a guy drunk on power with absolutely no accomplishments. But I would just say I feel like an a-hole for lying to fans. We went down to Fort Myers. I said, this team's going to the World Series. I bought in, and I am embarrassed for myself for believing the Red Sox that things had changed. This is an operation to provide liquidity to John Henry to help him sustain his other entities. That's it. That's why Sam Kennedy's happily obliging is the useful, nice man on these press conferences. That's why he's so willing and able to be dishonest when asked about what's going on with the team. They always say we're going to reinvest, but they never do completely. When they offered supposedly $800 million or whatever the hell it was for Juan Soto, they spent less than a half of that in actual money this past offseason. So you weren't really in on the guy, and then when you're signing these other players, it's still less than half of what they claimed, quote-unquote, to have offered Soto. They care far more about the image than the performance. Endeavors was impacting the image, negatively impacting the time of the organization, because that's the most important, because Sam now is not just president of the Red Sox, he's president of Fenway Sports Group. And what this example shows me is that Craig Breslow and Alex Cora are in the middle of some type of a feud. Daddy had to come in and say, we're getting rid of the player, and winning is an afterthought, because you don't call one team and prioritize offloading the entirety of the contract as opposed to talent in return for this season. You take less money, you get better players. It's a very simple equation. They chose to take lesser players and get rid of all the money. That is not something you can dispute. And as someone who has followed this team my whole life, I am done believing anything they say. I am done with Sam Kennedy and this ownership group. They have made me look like a fool for the last time.
Yeah, but where was this at the beginning of the season when they...
Well, that's what he's saying. He was fooled.
Right.
But when he said, great move by them to pay Bregman, great move by them to extend Crochet, like, they're showing that they will, that willing to spend money. Granted, you know, whether or not they were 100% in on Juan Soto, we'll never know.
They ended up spending half.
No, I'm not saying that. I know that, but you didn't say that at the beginning of the season. You were like,
Sean, can you replay the start of what I just said?
No,
I was wrong and I was made to look like a fool.
No, but I'm just talking about the money aspect of it.
So, I'm saying I bought in and I was an idiot.
Okay.
But I would also ask the question, like, I guess I don't understand what you would else you would expect for Rafael Devers in the trade. Like, if you're trading him to a team that wants a player like this, they're a team that's being competitive, so you're either going to get prospects or you're going to unload a lot of the money. You got a little bit of, I mean, you got all the money unloaded and you got a prospect.
You would have gotten
arm.
A better return you would have gotten better prospects, better players, had you taken on 20% of the salary. That's how
the number three prospect in the Giants organization.
Holy cow, let's get a duck boat parade.
But like you're making it sound like they get nothing. Like unloaded $300 million and got a prospect.
Right. The $300 million is irrelevant until they reallocate it. And what would have been the case today, they would have gotten a better return if they held on to some of the money. You would have gotten their best prospect. Why would you want their third best prospect? It's just money. Why are we defending the organization money?
Would you have preferred this deal happened at trade deadline time, Curtis?
No, I would have preferred to finish the season, figure it out for the next 3 months. You're paying Alex Cora $7 million, and then have the offseason to create some drama, go to the winter meetings, and make a trade.
Meanwhile, let Devers sit there and destroy any kind of potential chemistry that the team may develop.
If we work with someone who speaks,
because he's a petulant child,
Greg. If you work with somebody who spoke a different language, would you be impacted by them?
Yeah.
How?
What do you mean?
Like you're saying
their
that Roman Anthony
still matter.
Anthony and Devers were or Devers was going to destroy Roman Anthony. In what way would that be possible?
Well, I'm assuming that he's able to communicate. Are you saying he can't communicate with his teammates?
No, right. I'm saying that
I thought Devers could speak English a little bit.
I think he can.
What? I mean, I'm sure he could speak a little bit, but you know in baseball, the clicks are deeper than any other professional sport by a mile. They don't all go like that.
No,
it's
but I think
like
he, I think he could say, and, you know, whether it's, you know, I think he speaks good enough English to be like, you know, don't trust the organization. Why are you moving?
But when we watched Clubhouse at the beginning of this season, there was, even with like the wives talking to each other, saying, you know, there is a language barrier for some of these players, and it is hard to communicate with others on the team. So I get what Curtis is saying.
Right,
that
but
maybe
nobody...
But they have to communicate. Like, yes. It's not like they use hand signals.
And it's
no,
not like...
No, no, no. But they're not...
Very different.
They're probably not having
impacting.
Extensive conversations to the point of...
Right, but you don't need... It's not like he's saying, hey, Devers, can you help me put in this Cadillac converter and walk me through it?
It's called
catalytic converter. Walk me step through it.
We have to take a quick break. Can we get a Doobie Brothers What a Fool Believes rejoin for Curtis this morning?
Oh, we sure can.
Okay. And then we'll get to the rest of today's leads coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.